Lewis. I think that one of my mom's most outstanding characteristics is her shining optimism. There's a great need for that in the dark years of the Depression that we all grew up in. Lynn was scarce, but she never despaired. She started many projects to help earn money for the family, and she never lost her faith when, for one reason or another, they didn't pay off as planned. I'm thinking of the little books that we made, the snapshots of Hilcomora, that we hoped would bring in a little money from the tourists. And at pageant time, we fix things for lunches to sell, thinking there was a great need of it. But a professional caterer, had tables and benches set up with awnings to keep off the rain and the sun right over on the spot. So a few people walked across the highway to our farmhouse. I never forget that Mother bought a bunch of bananas, like the grocery used to hang in their stores. And they began ripening all at once. And for the first time we had all the bananas we could eat. This didn't leave us despaired or bitter. We all still like bananas. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, is what Mama thought, believed in. She believed in positive thinking. You can imagine it now, as parents, how tough it must have been to feed and clothe the family in a time when there were no jobs available. It took a lot of faith to send a son on a mission when you couldn't be sure where the money was coming from a month ahead. Mother and Dad had all faith and fortitude of their pioneer parents. Now, at Tamora Farm, food may have been plentiful, but the money still wasn't. It was still scarce. But Mother loved to have company. Nothing better than to fix dinner for a large group, even unexpectedly. She had an awful lot of missionaries there, Paul and Gamara. Another quality that I admire was that she never spoke ill of others. She never criticized our church leaders or never indulged in gossip of any kind. She looked for the good in others and found it. We have a very special mother.